Jeff Buckley, live in Japan. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. There's no way. I thought there would at least be some applause there, but there's nothing. Sorry about that. So that was from the So Real EP. Prior to that, How Long Will It Take? That's the Jeff Buckley, Gary Lucas combination. Gary Lucas would be Captain Beefheart's guitarist, and that was from the record Songs to No One, 91, 92. Jeff Buckley's Dream Brother from Grace, we heard before that, and that's a track inspired by his father, Tim Buckley. So Tim Buckley, he met once when he was 8 years old. So Tim Buckley would be his biological father. He was raised by his mom and a stepfather. So Tim Buckley was not in the picture. Tim Buckley died of a drug overdose in the mid-70s, 1975 to be exact. So there was no real relationship between the two of them. The story goes that Jeff Buckley, who was raised under another name, I can't remember what it was offhand, but he was... It was Scotty Moorhead is what he was raised as, and he adopted the name Jeff Buckley when he discovered who his biological father was, and so that's how he put that together. Jeff Buckley's a much better name than Scotty Moorhead, I have to say. So he made a good choice there. And so that's the song Dream Brothers, kind of inspired by this lack of relationship with his biological father, who was a very good artist, folk jazz, and it says here he was a funk artist as well. I can't see him being a funk vocalist as well, but he was a vocalist of note in his own right, and so there was some inspiration to write a song about that, and that's where we have Dream Brother from Grace. So that's what's going on. It's our show devoted to Jeff Buckley and the 25th anniversary of the record Grace, a brilliant record, and his voice is incredible. And if you haven't heard it before, you've got another 45 minutes of my playing his stuff. Certainly I have heard it before, but I haven't heard it in a while, and I'm just blown away. And a lot of this stuff I haven't heard in several songs all at once like this in quite some time, and it's incredible. So I'm glad you're with me tonight. Let's see, up next, I Want Someone Badly. This is a track from the Grace Legacy Edition with Jeff Buckley and Shudder to Think. And this is going to be a real treat. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Now I want someone badly. Got a girl here tonight. Want someone new. Someone new. A little. And that misty light was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree, put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. lilac wine is sweet and heady like my love. See clearly, isn't that she coming to me nearly here? Lilac wine is sweet and heady. Where's my love? Lilac wine, I feel unsteady. Isn't that she? Or am I just going crazy, dear? Lilac wine, I feel I'm ready for all my love. Feel already for my love. Behind the hatred there lies a murderous desire for love. Love, how can they look into my eyes and still they don't believe me? How can they hear me say those words and still they don't believe me? If they don't believe me now, will they ever believe me? If they don't believe me now, will they ever believe me? Oh, oh, oh. Behind
the hatred there lies a plundering desire for love, love, love. How can they look into our eyes and still they don't believe us? And after all this time, they don't want to believe us. And if they don't believe us now, will they ever believe us? And when you want to live, how do you start? Where do you go? Who do you need to know? With a thorn in his side, behind the hatred that lies a murderous murderous desire for love, love, love. Wugga woyo, wugga 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 woyo yo. How them, how do we them hear our lies? Still all the way don't believe I. Chug, 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 chug. All of them have a chatty mouth. Too much chatty chatty. Too much chatty chatty. Too much diggy diggy. For Jah Rastafari, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Guardian of all righteous to all. Yeah. When pressure drop, they will not conquer dread, no. Hell no. No, I got criticized. I got like got majorly faced. And fucking Peter Watrous reviewed that God the Monsters show, and he said he embarrassed himself by doing a Jamaican patois. It was embarrassing at best. So stop that shit. And all the PCs in my neighborhood think it's like racist, and I never hear the end of it. No, I can't. But I do it in private. When I die, you'll find all these fucking basement tapes of me just doing fucking reggae for days. And then those same people pick up their goddamn folky guitars and go, you know, I went down to the porch last night with my dead dog Rufus. Yeah, hey! Oh, there ain't gonna be no fun. Be offering you big fucking piles of coke to get those second takes. Okay. Thank you.
Better turn around and blow your kiss all over the life eternal angel. Racist every man, what have you done? Man, you've made a killer of your unborn son.
And that's Eternal Life from Live at the Chenet, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And before that, it was The Boy with a Thorn in His Side, which is, of course, a demo from the UNI collection that was very eerie. I was not expecting him to go on and talk about what people would discover in his basement after he died. So prophetic. It's very scary, actually, to know that he was even thinking that. And then he went ahead and he died, although it's my assertion that he killed himself, but apparently nobody else thinks that. I don't know. Before that, Lilac Wine from Grace, and I Want Someone Badly started off that set. That was with Shudder to Think, also from the Grace. That was the Legacy Edition, 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO, we're having a Jeff Buckley show tonight. It's the 25th anniversary of the release of Grace, his only finished studio record. And 25 years ago, hard to believe. It was a great year for alternative music. That was an incredible year. We've got too many to mention. I don't need to go on about all the luminaries of the era. It's just that what he was doing, what Jeff Buckley was doing, was against all of the Orange County punk and all the grunge stuff that was happening at the moment. And he was doing his own thing, and yet he managed to pave his own way. He had a tour that was very successful. There was a single off of Grace that was also very successful. So it's like his extreme talent kind of transcended all of the trends of the mid-90s. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Let's move on. Speaking of, haven't we one studio record? As we mentioned before, we're going to play another one from Sketches for My Sweetheart the Drunk. This is going to be The Sky is a Landfill, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Take another the last goodbye. I hate to feel the love between us die, but it's over. I just hear this and then I'll go. You gave me more to live for, more than you'll ever know.
Tonight, as I stand in inside the rain. Everybody knows the baby's got no clothes, but lately I've seen her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls as she takes just like a woman. Yes, and she makes love just like a woman. Oh, and she aches.
All right. Underneath, of course, it's Jeff Buckley covering Bob Dylan. That's, of course, Just Like a Woman from You and I. Another gem from You and I. It's amazing. He's incredible at covers. I had no idea he was had such a talent for it. In fact, I did a little reading about him, and apparently he was so good at covers that it was inhibiting his ability to write new material, which is kind of crazy because the new material is also strong. Anyway, before this, of course, Last Goodbye, a good single from Grace, She Is Free. That was a Jeff Buckley and Gary Lucas collaboration from Songs to Know on 91-92. And Corpus Christi Carol before that from Grace. The Sky is a Landfill started us off with Sketches from My Sweetheart the Drunk. We're going to wrap things up tonight with Grace, the title track from the only studio album he ever released, Jeff Buckley, and we're going to hear it right now. And this is the 25th anniversary this month, being the 25th anniversary of the release of Grace from 1994, an incredible record. Jeff Buckley, a wonderful talent, and we are going to go out on this track here. I will see you in 2 weeks here in 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 WMFO.
She cried.